A question that comes up when discussing the gospel and the Lord's Church is, what denomination are you? When I respond that the Lord's Church isn't a denomination, that often creates some confusion. The Lord's Church compared to denominations. The Protestant denominations can be traced to a specific theologian or group and represents their opposition to teachings they disagreed with. The Lord's Church, on the other hand, and the intent of those involved in the Restoration Movement, was to reproduce the church found in the New Testament as it was established by Christ through the apostles on the day of Pentecost. While denominational bodies may have some degree of pride in their history and heritage, the Lord's Church seeks to promote the Scriptures first and foremost. Differences between what the Scriptures teach and what took place in the Protestant Reformation are clear when we consult the Bible. Isaiah and Micah both spoke of the establishment of the mountain of the Lord's house in the top of the mountains in Isaiah 2:2 and Micah 4:1. The establishment of this new kingdom would begin in Jerusalem in Isaiah 2:3 and be characterized by a new law in Jeremiah 31:31 through 33. Before his departure from the world, Jesus told his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they received power from on high in Luke 24:49 and Acts 1:4. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus' crucifixion, the apostles received the power of the Holy Spirit, and Peter preached the first gospel sermon. Remission of sins in the name of Christ was preached for the first time, as the church had 3,000 added on that day in Acts 2:41. Persecution arose in Acts 7-8, forcing disciples to leave Jerusalem. We see a congregation established in the city of Samaria as Philip carries the gospel there preaching Jesus. Acts 13-28 detail the growth of the church and the preaching in the Gentile world, primarily by the Apostle Paul. Reading the book of Acts and epistles, we see that each of these congregations functioned independently, as they all taught the same message and practiced the same things. The Scriptures state that Christ is the head of the church in Colossians 1:18. The church teaches and follows the word that was revealed in the first century, as we find warnings throughout the New Testament not to deviate from the doctrine that was delivered in Jude 3 and other passages. Local congregations were to be organized with elders or bishops who are charged with overseeing the flock spiritually. Other roles defined in the New Testament include preachers or evangelists, teachers, deacons, and members in Ephesians 4:11, Hebrews 13:7, and 1 Peter 5:1-3. The doctrine and teaching was to follow the same pattern everywhere, as Paul states that there is one faith in Ephesians 4:4-5. Warnings also exist in the Scriptures not to change the Word of God, which prohibits doctrinal statements or alterations by humans in Proverbs 30 and verse 6 and Revelation 22:18 through 19. We're reminded that all Scripture is inspired by God in 2 Timothy 3:16, and as such is not subject to editorial modifications that church leaders may think are necessary. Leaders of the Protestant Reformation argued in favor of their opinions about the Scriptures, while Restoration Movement teachers and preachers realized that God's Word is the only standard for all things in the church, and we need to conform to scriptural teaching. Letters with this conclusion were then sent to Antioch in Acts 15:23 through 31. This letter didn't represent a doctrinal determination made by the consensus of the group at Jerusalem. It was a declaration of understanding of what was being revealed by God through these events.